Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, yeah, of course you hear that at the beginning of the show every day. An ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God. But maybe in this case, as we discussed today, something that is fascinating. It was incredibly fascinating to me when I found out about it, and it remains so. An ordinary man that believes in an extraordinary God, but also perhaps certifiably crazy. Perhaps you think my wife Gina and I are certifiably crazy because of the following. We're going to take, we have agreed to, we are working towards and have embraced our 18-year-old, very vivacious daughter, Amelia, if you can imagine this, my daughter Amelia, essentially, God help her, a female version, for lack of a better way of describing it, of yours truly. So you take this vivacious young woman who's now 18, beautiful girl, and you're going to ship her off, send her off, into absolutely the belly of the beast. That would be New York City, and not just New York City, but Manhattan, and not just Manhattan, but the financial district literally next door to the Wall Street Stock Exchange. And so off she goes, not around the corner to some safe place or down to Bob Jones University or up to Liberty University where it's like, hey, we're kind of away from the world and we got to keep them safe and we got to keep them secluded. No, we're sending her right into the belly of the beast. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of Daniel carried off into captivity to then be trained and to serve in King Nebuchadnezzar's court, where they absolutely knocked it out of the park to the glory of God and had a massive impact on the leadership of the day. Could our sons and daughters do the same thing? Well, the folks at the King's College in Manhattan say absolutely yes. And that's the reason why the Noble family is excited about the King's College. But we'll hear it from none other than himself. Of course, our good friend, Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry, who is the president of the King's College, who's been described as America's first hipster college president, which is really cool, of course, the American Spectator. He does all kinds of writing, some incredible books. Last time he was on, we were talking about one of Dr. Thornberry's books, Recovering Classic Evangelicalism. He served at Union University before King's, founding dean of the School of Theology and vice president there, completed his graduate work at Southern Seminary in Louisville and also University of Oxford in England. And Dr. Thornberry himself married to another PhD. What an incredibly interesting and godly family. It's great to have you back on Call to Action Radio. Greg, how are you?
It's great to be back, Steve, and thank you for that glowing introduction. My mother would be proud.
Well, we're trying to make everybody happy here, which actually, we're not. We're just trying to be truthful.
Yeah, I don't think that's the mission of your show at all, to make everybody happy. I thought you were cough medicine for the church.
Yes, that is exactly right. But that politically correct stuff slips out of my mouth every once in a while, and I quickly correct it, and God deals with me. But anyway, it's great to have you on. I'm really excited to have you on today. And, of course, we're looking forward to in the future months, we're going to have some of the outstanding faculty and teachers and professors at King's College coming on to help us understand and to help us learn and to learn more about what God is doing there. But let's just kind of do a little King's College 101, if we could, Gregory, right out of the gate. Just the history and mission of the school. What's going on this year? What you're looking forward to next year? And then I want to talk a little bit about how you ended up there. So let's unpack King's College 101 first.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, the King's College has a charter in the state of New York. It goes back to 1938. It was founded by this path-breaking entrepreneurial evangelist named Percy Crawford. He was an associate of Billy Graham's, and he really wanted sort of a Wheaton College, but in the Northeast, in the state of New York. And it was in Briarcliff Manor, New York, which is outside of New York City, about an hour. But it really never had a meaningful intersection with the city. As a matter of fact, it was sort of cloistered away. It was one of those typical Christian colleges. You know, one person once said to me that most Christian colleges are 50 miles from any known sin. So kind of out away from the city in a sleepy campus. And then something of a miracle happened in some ways that didn't seem like a miracle at the time. The college, underwent some trouble. A new group was brought in, and the college was relaunched about 12 or 13 years ago in Manhattan with a robust Oxford University-style classics program called Politics, Philosophy, and Economics, and it really changed the whole mission of what the college was supposed to be about. And the mission statement of the King's College is this: through the truths of Christianity and a biblical worldview, the King's College prepares students for careers in which they will help to shape and eventually to lead strategic public and private institutions, and to empower faculty to speak out on crucial issues in the public square. And the reason why we're doing it in New York is because that is the best place to do it in New York, because where are so many of those strategic public and private institutions? They're in New York City, and that's why we're there. You said the belly of the beast, the former pope, I guess now his full title is St. Pope John Paul II. I call him J2P2 for short, Steve. He said in his mass in Central Park, this is the capital of planet Earth, New York City. This is the center of the empire. And for those that don't appreciate the papal reference there, how's Billy Graham for you? He said in his last crusade in New York City, one of the last crusades he ever did, he said, when you go to New York City, the world comes to you. And it's important for Christians to be in those spaces rather than so far away from where culture is created that it's more difficult to have an impact and shaping influence on what's happening in society. I mean, you think about the news every day. You've got, you know, Bernie Sanders out there complaining about the millionaires and the billionaires on Wall Street. Like, you know, whether, you know, most of your audience is not going to even come within a country mile of agreeing with Bernie Sanders. But if you want to impact Wall Street, where's Wall Street? You know, if you want to, you know, Republicans and conservatives always talk about the media. Where is the media? It's in New York City. Yeah. So that's why we're there. That's a little bit of the background. And so, like I said, a little over a dozen years ago, the college rebooted with 17 intrepid students.
Wow.
And now it's got over 500,
yeah,
and we're
amazing.
Rapidly growing.
We're going to pick it up there with Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry from the King's College in New York. And as you listen to this program, if you have children, if you know people with kids that are looking towards college, I really want you to listen. This is an amazing opportunity. Welcome back with Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, a very different kind of Christian talk radio, as in case you hadn't noticed that yet. And where else on Christian radio are you going to hear bump music that brings in the band Rush? I mean, usually we're like, oh, you can't go there. But you know why I do that? And this is going to flow right into our conversation that we're having with Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry, the president of the King's College. The reason I play some of that stuff on the show is because I know 30 to 35% of Christian radio listeners aren't churched. And when they sit there and go, well, this guy sounds like he loves Jesus and he knows the scriptures and he likes Rush, I don't get that. I don't want him to get it. I want him to be curious. I want him to be interested to see what makes this guy tick, because then that opens more of a door for me to share my faith and to love them well, which, of course, last week on Wednesday night, I spent 3 hours, my LGBT dinner dates. I talked about that on Friday. A trans man, a trans woman, a gay activist, a Republican strategist, and yours truly. And I was not what they were expecting. And I'm telling you right now, Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry from the King's College and the King's College, not what we're expecting when it comes to a Christian university. Greg, it's so great to have you on. And thank you again for taking the time. I know how busy you are.
It's great to be on with you. And let me just say a word about that. That bumper music from Rush is from the song Subdivisions. And, you know, as Christians, we believe the dictum from St. Augustine that all truth is God's truth. And that song in particular that you played the bumper music from, it has actually a very important moral message. It's talking about what it's like growing up in the suburbs and being pressured to conform to the ethical norms of a culture that you don't agree with. And there's a line that says, in the basement bars, in the backs of cars. Young kids are being told, be cool or be cast out. And so it's really encouraging young people to stand out and be independent, stand out from the crowd. And when that song came out, you know, that was kind of maybe not as a radical of a thing to say, but,
yeah.
You know, if you're a Christian young person today, that's what people are telling you. You have to be cool or be cast out. And, hey, let your Jesus freak flag fly. So I totally endorse the Rush bumper music.
Yeah, and I was mentioning to some folks watching on Facebook, because I live stream the show now on Facebook, mentioning that our guest today, of course, Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry, who not only recognized the song but knows the lyrics, which tells you that we're a little outside the box right now. But also,
I'm a big Alex Lifeson fan. I'm a guitar player. He's one of my favorite guitar players.
Yeah, so. And once you told me you were endeared to me forever, I mean, other than the fact that we're Christian brothers, once you told me that you played guitar in a Police tribute band, that would be like not the New York City Police, the Police, like the band, one of the greatest bands of all time. I'm like, I dig this guy. And so it's just great. But it's, again, it is this curious mix. Being able to kind of walk through the world and talk to the world in its own language while you're bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ and a biblical worldview in it the whole time is really a strange mix. We don't see it very often in the world. And that's really, to me, what's happening at the King's College. You get the chops to deal with Wall Street and the centers of culture and media and the arts while you're being a Jesus freak. Noah Hunter, one of your outstanding young men that works at the King's College that was on with me before, talking about his business experience when he worked for Apple. So he's rising through the ranks at Apple, but he's this strong Christian, and it just confounded his coworkers, which made a great platform for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I totally get the King's College.
Well, I appreciate that, and that really is important, because one of the things that you have the opportunity to do when, for example, we bring in guest lecturers, whether they be people from the New York Times or from a big media conglomerate, whether they're Christians or not. Many times we find Christians who are in the industries that we're talking about, whether it's in finance or film or television or technology, they come in and they speak to the students, and they're talking about their own Christian experience, applying their faith at work in the marketplace. Other times, these people are not believers. But let me tell you something. When they get into an environment and they say, wait a minute, you're telling me this is a classroom full, and this is a college full of Christians, and you have followers of Jesus on the faculty, it's a great way to turn around perceptions. And we desperately need that right now in contemporary society, because the extremes are so far in one or the other direction, and nobody's even talking to one another again. And the only way that this generation is going to learn how to live out their faith in the modern world is to just wade right into those difficult conversations, but do it in such a way that they don't trade away their convictions, and yet they're doing it in a winsome way that people in you know, Midtown Manhattan would understand.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we're going to talk about, when we get past the next segment, we're going to talk about what types of young Christians will end up at the King's College, so that the people listening, whether they be parents or young people themselves, can start to go, okay, they're ringing this bell, and this bell sounds true to me. How did you end up there, Greg? Because it was kind of a long road traveled, I don't know, 15 years ago, that you would have thought you'd be the president of a Christian school in the middle of Manhattan.
I mean, the answer really is, of course, the Lord. But second to the Lord, Eric Metaxas. So many of your audience members will have read his biography on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, or his work on William Wilberforce, and he's got a great book on America that's coming out now. But Eric is a longtime friend of mine, and was really one of the people that started the Christian revival in Manhattan, and we can go more into that later on. But when there was a transition from my predecessor at the King's College, Eric said, I'm nominating you for the position. And I said, Eric, you know, the King's College is a very prestigious institution. They're probably going to wind up hiring former Attorney General John Ashcroft or somebody like that to be the president. But they chose to go with the first tipster college president. That would be me. And it's been a great ride. I just completed my third year, now starting my fourth year at the King's College.
Yeah, and it's and that's the thing about it. And I was mentioning to some folks off the air when you were out here speaking at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. I mean, it you know, you're in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's one of the most prestigious Southern Baptist seminaries in the country, of course, and very conservative theologically. But when you bring that kind of urban mojo in here, you know, it's just different. But our point being, my point being. You know, the life that we live inside the Christian bubble is not most of the world, and it's certainly not most of the United States of America, which is now the divided states of America. So we really have to wade into those areas, as you mentioned. We have to wade in there because they're not coming to us, and we need to go to them. And we sit there and whine and complain about the culture, but very few of us are actually in there trying to change it, and especially from the inside out. And that's really what I see happening at the King's College. So let's talk a little bit about what's different between the King's College in terms of a Christian university versus some of the other big ones that we think of, be it Bob Jones or Liberty, because it's a totally different approach.
Well, I will say this. I was talking to a vice president of a technology company, and he was interviewing two people for positions. He said, I had two Christian college graduates that were applying. One was from a university I will not name. That will not be named, I guess, maybe Voldemort U. I'm just kidding. But they were from a different school. And he said the other one was from the King's College. And he said, you know, the thing that struck me was that the kid who had gone to this university kind of in a tucked away, secluded place, they didn't have any experience, any meaningful real world experience.
Yeah.
Whereas the kid that came from the King's College, they had tons of experience because they had done all these things in New York City already.
Yeah, they were already in there.
The old British expression is the proof of the pudding is in the eating thereof.
Exactly,
and that's
right.
Part of it.
That's great.
Jesus stranded with a flat tire, and he's grinning ear to ear and whispering these words under his breath. It's a fine, fine life. It's a fine, fine life.
So we have the back and forth, right, for us that are conservative followers of Jesus Christ. We used to be called evangelicals, but we tend to be kind of curmudgeons, fist face, I call it. But that's why it's important that we have some joy. We have a little hop, skip, and a jump in our lives because, listen, we're followers of Jesus Christ. We're sons of the Most High God. We have an incredible future to look forward to, and that should put a smile on your face while at the same time grieving over a broken and lost culture. So we're talking about changing the culture today with Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry from the King's College. And one of the things that you can do, whether you have a college student bound son or daughter or know somebody in that realm, which I really want you to share this message with them because this is an incredible opportunity at the King's College, which is why our daughter is going there this fall. But another opportunity to shape culture in Cuba with our friends at Trans World Radio. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that and keep reminding you of that. They're in the process of upfitting what's going to be the largest Christian radio signal in the Western Hemisphere so they can blanket the entire nation of Cuba with the gospel of Jesus Christ and with solid Christian teaching. So make sure you go to our friends at the Truth Network, truthnetwork.com, and you can be involved in that and help support that effort to get the gospel to the people of Cuba. More than anything else, more than democracy, more than a free and open government, they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's interesting how the gospel can lead you to right thinking on all issues, including political issues. But today, talking to Gregory Allen Thornberry. And Greg, I wanted to ask you about dive into a little bit deeper the difference between what I would call a typical Christian college education and what's going on at the King's College in Manhattan in terms of training these young people up to invade these culture-shaping organizations. How do you do that at the same time building them up in their relationship with the Lord?
Well, I mean, you only really learn by trying and doing. Otherwise, it just becomes theory. And what makes the difference between King's and a lot of other places, those institutions that are sort of 50 to 75 miles away from any known sin or from culture, is this, that if you're in an economics classroom and you're learning about how Christianity has caused the flourishing of free markets around the world, and then you walk out into Wall Street on Broadway, or like when Occupy Wall Street was protesting last year, those kids immediately can apply what they were learning in the classroom right to the situation on the ground. You know, I always say that people watch New York City on television, and there's a difference between watching something and actually participating in it. And so you have the immediate chance when you fan out, whether it's in internships or whether it's on the subway, you're applying what you're learning every day. And that's how you actually become a better witness and disciple for Jesus, right? I mean, it didn't, Jesus' Great Commission was not, you know, hey, let's hang out here and hope people come to us. It was go into the world and preach the gospel. And if you look at where the apostles went, those first disciples, they went to the major urban centers. They went right into the center of empire, and that's where they shone a light, and it changed Western civilization forever. We would not be here today if Christians did not have that attitude about going to the centers of empire, and that's the difference between Kings and other places.
Yeah, one of the things that, again, as an incoming parent with an incoming freshman, that was fascinating to me and I really appreciated was the core curriculum that's really the foundation of an education at the King's College, where the students, these young people, are learning how to think in a classical model. You mentioned the Oxford style earlier. Tell us a little bit about the core curriculum. This is really important.
Yeah, well, there are, to paraphrase something one of my mentors said, there's a few Christians and philosophers between Jesus and your grandmother you ought to know about. And one of the reasons why our culture is in such bad shape is we don't remember the sources and origins of Western civilization. When you think about the founding fathers, for example, they were people that had read Plato's Republic. And so at the King's College, we have an Oxford University style politics, philosophy, and economics curriculum that really takes you from Plato to NATO. In other words, what are the classics of Western civilization? That's not only the Bible, although that's the center of it, but it is those texts like Aristotle and Plato and Hippocrates and the great Thomas Aquinas and these great texts that shaped the modern world, what gave rise to the birth of science and reason in the West, and inquiry and the flourishing of culture. We need to go back to those sources. We have to redig those wells, to use a biblical expression, if we want to bring culture back. But you know, we want to start with just the contemporary situation, but you have to understand the contemporary situation in light of ancient history. So not only do they get the classics, but then they also get economics. And one of the big problems with college students today is one thing that I say is college used to be a finishing school, and now it's just become a halfway house. And one of the great things about King's is that it really teaches you how to, if you're living in New York City, you need to learn how to live on a budget. You have to be super disciplined and responsible. And when you start learning about economics and accounting, these are all things in our core curriculum. All of a sudden, you become kind of a more able person in contemporary society. And so in that sense, we have a business casual dress code. You can't come in floppy sweatpants and, you know, and flip-flops. Why? Because the people that succeed in society are people that show up on time, they're serious, and they're ready to compete in the marketplace.
Right. Yeah, and that's when we were listening to a bunch of former students and current students talking about that. That came up over and over again when they were on interviews and interacting with these major companies throughout New York City, that they had a level of seriousness and maturity that their peers simply did not have at 19, 20, and 21 years of age. What about the discipleship side, though, Gregory? Because that's a big aspect of it. It is a Christian college, but the way you go at that, really different than what most people expect when it comes to a Christian college, where you're going to have mandatory chapel and really a really tight alleged control of the students. This is much more organic, much more biblical.
Yeah. Well, let me speak to that because I was at a Christian university previous to being at King's, and I just found actually mandatory chapel to be kind of counterproductive, because if you force feed people a certain situation, it does a couple bad things. One, some people think it's an alternative to church, and so, well, I went to chapel, I don't need to go to church. That's bad, because we're called to be a part of a local body of Christ, so that's what we stress with our students. But on the other hand, our faculty are directly mentoring spiritually the students. That's something most colleges and universities have gotten away from. If you look at the Ivy League colleges, when they were originally founded, they were, of course, founded to perpetuate the Christian faith, most of them, Harvard, Princeton, Yale. But they didn't have chaplains. They didn't have those kinds of things. The faculty were responsible for not only helping young people grow in faith, but to understand what their life meant in light of the gospel. That's the difference at King's. And that's also tied into what we call the house system, where each student that comes in, it's sort of like Harry Potter and Hogwarts. You're placed into a house when you come, and each house has its own Bible study. So you're also studying scripture not only in classroom, but with your peers too, as a formal part of the curriculum that stands alongside the classroom curriculum.
Yeah, one of the most impactful moments that we had when we were up there last fall for Enviso, which was kind of a parents visiting weekend, was one of the faculty members, one of the professors talking about a student that had struggled personally earlier on in his career and dropped out and then came back, and then this professor sharing how they just invested in the student, didn't give up on him, and it was some pretty tough circumstances. But after a while, because they discipled and loved them well and kept walking with them, which is the discipleship progress. And then the point where this professor is in tears sharing this story, and then the student was like, thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for coming after me. And I sat there for a moment and go, that's the type of discipleship that not only my daughter needs as a young college student, that's what we all need. That's what we need to do for one another. We're going to keep talking to Gregory Allen Thornberry, the president of King's College. We'll talk about what kind of students go there. It's definitely not for everybody. Could it be for your son, for your daughter, for your grandson, for your granddaughter, for a friend of yours? Absolutely. How do you figure that out? We'll talk to Greg when we come back right after this. Welcome back. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, talking about one of my favorite subjects these days, not just because my awesome daughter Amelia will be attending the King's College this fall, but because I believe in the King's College. Once I started to learn about it, I'm like, this fits my show and my mission so well that I want to work with these guys. I want to be a part of letting people know about it. I want to encourage you because we've given up so many different fields in our walk as Christians here in America. We kind of get into our little Christian huddles and into our little enclaves while the world goes to hell in a handbasket. And we sit on the sidelines and say, hey, best of luck to you. And guess who had lunch and dinner and spent time with the sinners and the lost and the outsiders? That was Jesus himself. And so that's really something that I appreciate about the King's College and about Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry, who's our special guest today. I'm going to pull him up in just a second here. I wanted to remind you another great cause out there that helps support the radio show, not just Call to Action Radio, but Christian radio in general, especially here in North Carolina. Our good friends at LeBlu, my family's loving it because we have our new LeBlu dispenser now in the house, got the big 5-gallon dispenser, and we're all drinking more water, which is great. By the way, take your weight, divide it in two, and that's how many ounces of great water you should be drinking every day. And now that we have great water in the house and the little filter thing you have in the fridge, that's not cutting it. So we're excited to be drinking LeBlu water. We appreciate those guys. They're bottled right here in North Carolina. Great company, and Brock Agee, the CEO that is helping us out and supporting us, a great Christian brother. So if you're here in North Carolina, free 30-day trial, no risk, stop at any time. 919-239-8000, 919-239-8000. As a reminder, I think in the body of Christ, we should be a lot more like the mafia, where we're really good at taking care of one another. So just remember that as you consider where you're spending your money. So, Greg, anyway, welcome back. It's great to have you. And by the way, I did not pick my bumper music today because, you know, the hipster rock star college president was going to be on. We had Rush. We had David Bowie. That's just the way I roll, bro. That's just the way it goes.
Cool. Well, I endorse it.
Excellent. Good to know that. So I want to kind of try to help people understand what kind of student, what kind of parent, what kind of family is going to be interested in the King's College, because it is certainly not for everybody. I wish every Christian family thought like this. I wish all of our young people were thinking about intentionality and professionalism and being the best in their given area of passion and interest. But unfortunately, most people don't. But how do the people recognize out there? It's kind of like Jesus, his sheep know his voice. How do King's College potential students know that sound when they hear it? How do they match up with the King's College?
Well, you asked both about parents and students, so let me address those in turn. For parents, if you don't want your kid to live in your basement after they graduate from college, chances are that there's less chance of that happening if they go to a place like King's, because our students are getting snapped up. I mean, employers love them, because if you go out with a servant attitude that Jesus taught and you're really good with your profession, you'll get hired. Amen. I mean, there are not enough of those people in the workforce. And I was talking just yesterday to a Harvard University professor, and he knew all about King's, and he was saying, you know what? Your witness is tied to whether or not people respect how well you work. And that's something that definitely teaches you how to behave in New York City. But in terms of students, I would just simply say, do you want to compete? You know, Alexander Hamilton is our hero at King's, and everybody knows him because of this, you know, runaway Broadway hit. And the theme song to Hamilton the musical is, I'm not throwing away my shot. You know, I'm not throwing away my shot. And that's the that is the call that somebody responds to at the King's College if you're a student. You've got a shot. You can compete in the world's greatest marketplace. And, you know, like Sinatra said, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. If you feel that call, and it doesn't mean that you have to be a super brainiac. You don't have to be the smartest kid in the class. You got to be willing to work hard and compete, and you can make it in New York City.
Yeah, it reminds me, and I often bring this up when I'm having conversations with people about the King's College, Proverbs 22:29, which says, do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. And my daughter, Amelia, is a great example. She's a smart girl. She's not the biggest brainiac in the class, but she's got a great work ethic. And one other thing that we've noticed about Amelia over the last 4 or 5 years, she has a real heart for the big city. She's told us, much to our chagrin, I'm either going to New York or I'm going to England. We're like, really? You don't want to go somewhere safer or perhaps cheaper? And then no. So that concern, that care, that interest was already there. And then once her friend Juju found out about it.
Let me just say something, Steve, just on the safe part. You know, that's really a misnomer. I will challenge anybody to Google the crime statistics of their small town or city and lower Manhattan, where we are, and I guarantee you Manhattan will beat you every time, because there are so many police on the streets now. Yes, you might hear of something happening on the news in New York City, but this is a city with 10 million people, and most of those things are happening so far away from the main centers of the city. You know, it actually is an amazingly safe place to be now.
Yeah, it was really interesting to come up there, Greg, because, you know, New York City is so massive. And when you're up north and when you're on the west side and when you're up near Central Park, but you come down to the financial district all the way down at the bottom, you're below the World Trade Center and the World Trade Center Memorial. You're down close to the very bottom of the island. That's like a whole nother world down there. I was shocked by how different that was, the environment, than it is. You go 6 or 10 blocks north, that's a totally different city. But the financial district felt more like, you know, like a taller Jamestown to me. It was just fascinating to be down there.
Well, it's where the original Dutch settlers came. It's really where the American dream was born, is where our campus is. It's where the founding fathers lived during the American Revolution, which we've talked about before. So, so it is a really great location for students to be in.
Well, two final questions I have for you about the King's College, and then we'll let you go. I know how busy you are. Number one, what's your favorite thing about being there? And number two, what's the biggest challenge everybody in the King's College community faces?
Well, I mean, the thing that I love the most is what I did two Saturdays ago, where I stood on a platform and I handed a diploma to these students walking across the platform. And it's like the equivalent of going through, they're like Delta Force.
Wow.
I mean, if you have gone through the rigorous academics of the King's College, and whether these students are going into finance or journalism or media or going to the United Nations or wherever they go, I know that they're prepared for it. So that's very satisfying, because, you know, remember from The Matrix when they plugged in Neo and he, like, you know, shot around in this chair and then he woke up and said, I know Kung Fu. Well, that's the most satisfying thing for me, is like, these kids know Kung Fu.
They're,
you know, I think the big challenge, you know, that you face is that, you know, you're the city is alive and it demands the best out of you, and it demands your all. And it's you can't fake it until you make it. You know, you've got to really lean in, and it toughens you up. You get spiritual muscles and literal muscles being in the city. So that challenge is actually strength.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's the best way for people that are interested in the King's College? They think their son or daughter or grandchildren might be interested, or a friend that's interested. What's the best way for them to proceed from this point?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. There might be people out there that don't have somebody that's going to college, but they might be interested in supporting our mission too, you know, financially or whatever. But the website is tkc.edu. That's on the World Wide Web, tkc.edu. And that's the way to get started.
And then there's visitations called Enviso. How often do those happen?
They happen a lot. We have probably 8 of those a year. We just had one today due to demand. There's lots of students that are coming in the fall. And so if you go onto the web onto the website and you click the admissions button, it tells you all the visit weekends. And let me just say, you have to see what's inside in order to understand the mission and vision of King. So you really have to visit. And one of the nice things is that Enviso is we throw in a Broadway show, whether that's Matilda or Fiddler on the Roof or something that's family-friendly like that. So you get the whole New York experience, too.
Yeah, it was really an incredible blessing to be there. We were at Enviso last fall, Amelia and I. And it's right. You can look at the website, which is awesome, at tkc.edu. You can spend a lot of time there. We had the pleasure and the ability to speak to some current students and some former students. But once you go, then you can really start figuring out, okay, I see what the Lord is doing here, and what the Lord is doing at the King's College is just amazing. Dr. Gregory Allen Thornberry, the president of the King's College, thank you, my friend, for being with us today. Always a blessing.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. We'll look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. And then, and there you go, friends, as we wrap it up. And again, listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again. And when I am bringing things onto the show and I'm asking you to partake or to be a supporter of something, in this case, to consider the King's College, I'm not doing it because, hey, you know, I just need to make a buck. I've said this so many times, but I'm going to keep saying it. If I wanted to get rich, I would not be in Christian radio. I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm doing this to be faithful. I'm doing this hopefully to make a difference in my own family's life and in your life and anybody's life that's listening. And so I partner with people that I know love the Lord and are missional and are trying to do their part to drive the kingdom forward. And the King's College is doing that. So whether my daughter was going there or not, I mean, I had Gregory on a few times before we ever knew that my daughter would end up going there. And whether she's there or not, I would still support it because it's worth supporting. So please, if you have a son or a daughter, or a grandson or granddaughter, or any friend, you're thinking, yeah, you know, the big city thing, that intentional education, learning how to operate and compete at the highest levels while building your faith, man, that sounds like so-and-so would love it. Well, you can get a hold of me. I'd be happy to tell you about it, or just go to the website, tkc.edu. That's the King's College, tkc.edu. Always great to have them on, and I'm going to tap into some of their brilliant professors and try to bring them on more often to bless us all. Really an incredible opportunity. This is Steve Noble. This is Call to Action Radio, and God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.